Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball. Here's Mike Evans.
Live from Buttermilk Mountain, as we're here for the Winter X Games, as we get a chance to talk to some of the great athletes, men and women. They're going to be performing and have been performing already throughout the course of the weekend. Some great finals coming up throughout the rest of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Of course, you can check out all the action on ESPN. And, you know, a lot of times we get a chance to talk to athletes that have been performing here for years, and we've become very familiar, and you as fans have become very familiar with what they can do. But getting a chance to watch a first-time American snowboarder here at these X Games, and he has a really cool background. And so looking forward to welcome to and talk to Lyon Farrell, who joins us now. And Lyon, these are your first X Games, first ever X Games for you, and I'm curious what the experience has been like for you so far.
Hey, how's it going? It's unreal. This has been a childhood dream of mine for so long. I grew up in Hawaii and watched X Games religiously, summer and winter. So to finally be here in Aspen competing is just absolutely surreal. So yeah, I'm so pumped and just so thankful for the opportunity. It's rad.
When you would watch it, what came through the TV screen at you? What was that vibe that you were picking up on from these X Games, and why you felt like, I got to be there someday?
Well, I think it's because I was so interested and just obsessed with skateboarding at such a young age that naturally I wanted to see what the best dudes were doing, and X Games, Summer X Games was always, you know, that for me. I got to watch, you know, the vert contest and mega ramp, and I just was so blown away by it all the time. Whenever I saw it, it inspired me to go out and try harder trick skateboarding and really kind of push myself. So, and then with snowboarding, I was spending a lot of time in New Zealand with my dad's side of the family, and so I got introduced to snow sports, skiing and snowboarding. And when I was home in February in school, getting to watch people do crazy things off of massive jumps, ski and snowboard, I was impressed by it all. It just kind of inspired me to want to keep snowboarding, and always made me look forward to, like, the next time I got to go and visit my family down in New Zealand. So that's kind of, it's just been a really inspiring kind of event for me to watch throughout my life.
Such a great story. Such a great hook to your story. The idea that here's a kid from Hawaii becoming one of the top snowboarders in the world. And yes, there was some help there with New Zealand, but still, I mean, the idea that here you are, one of the great winter athletes around, coming from Hawaii. I mean, it's such a cool story. And the fact
that
as a Hawaii kid, I get the skateboarding, I get the surfing, but the fact that you were drawn to the winter part of it is so cool. I mean, it's so rare.
Yeah, seriously. I think it's just because I only got to go and snowboard and see the snow for a really short time out of the year. And since I was surrounded by skating and surfing all the time, I kind of was searching for something else. And I found that little outlet in snowboarding, and it happened to be in New Zealand with my grandparents down there. So I just looked forward to that next trip, and I would skate and surf and do all those things. But it was really special for me to go and snowboard every year. So I think that's kind of what just kept pulling me back and wanting to, you know, keep snowboarding. It's just that I didn't get to do it all the time. So it was so cool. And I wanted to make the most of it when I got to.
Visit with Lyon Farrell. So pardon my ignorance. I know it snows at times in Hawaii, but does it snow enough for you to be able to actually ski, snowboard?
Yeah. So on the island that I live on the island of Maui, we have a 10,000-foot mountain called Haleakala. And that was actually one of the first times I ever saw snow. My dad and my godfather actually brought us all up as a family and went and checked out the snow on top of Haleakala, because we get snow up there once in a while, every couple winters. But on Mauna Kea, on the Big Island, on Hawaii, the Big Island of Hawaii, they get snow almost every year, and it's so cool to see because a lot of my friends that live on the Big Island will go up and snowboard up near the observatory and shred down. And so I actually got to go and ride there a little bit later on when I was 18. I got to go and ride there, which was so cool. But yeah, so it does snow in Hawaii, which is pretty amazing.
This is in your blood, isn't it? Your dad, a well-known, famous, legendary big wave surfer in Hawaii. So do you think it's just something that genetically you were just going to be predisposed to, drawn to doing something like this?
Yeah, I think so. I was kind of introduced to action sports at a pretty young age, watching my dad surf big waves like Jaws and Chopu, and constantly on the search for bigger and crazier waves. So that kind of inspired me at a young age. And then my mom, too, was a professional windsurfer. So I guess I was always surrounded by action sports and kind of going a bit out of the norm when it came to traditional sports. And so, yeah, I think that's a huge factor into why I am where I am now, is because I just got introduced to it at a really young age and got encouraged to go and check it out and see if I really enjoy the specific sport, if it's, you know, surf, skate, or snow.
How good of a surfer are you?
I would say I'm all right. I grew up surfing, so I definitely understand the power of the ocean, and you know, I enjoy going and surfing, but I wouldn't say I'm at any crazy high level. But yeah, I focused mainly when I was younger just on skateboarding, and you know, I was at the skate park a ton, and that was only a mile from my house. So I really skated more than anything when I was.
All right, so you're not ready. You're not ready for Jaws then.
I mean, I've gone and towed big waves with my dad before, so I definitely am. I would go and surf Jaws if the opportunity presents itself.
And, all right, now how yeah. Okay? Because this allow me to geek out a little bit here as a fan of stuff. But how big are the waves we talking about here when you're trying to surf Jaws?
Well, there's a wave called Outer Sprex in Maui that is kind of a beginner wave leading into going and surfing Jaws for the first time. And we can surf waves there that are probably around 25, 30-foot faces, which are pretty crazy. It's a lot less of a heavy wave, but when it comes to Jaws, it's just super hollow and really gnarly. So that's a completely different world. So 30 feet there is just super heavy, and like it's 10 times gnarlier than the wave you kind of start off towing at, which is same size but just less water moving, so it's pretty crazy.
All right, so let me ask you this: is the rush the same when you're in the middle of a great slope style run and a great surfing wave, or how are they similar, how are they different?
Yeah, for sure. I would say when I'm riding in a slope style, and you don't really feel much until you've either landed or fell. And when you land a crazy run that you've been trying to do for a long time, it's kind of, that feeling is crazy. Just it feels like you, all this weight has just been lifted off of your body because you put so much pressure on yourself to put down that run. So it's a crazy like boost of just confidence, and you just feel super satisfied. And it's pretty similar to when you surf, you know, when you tow a big wave. It's, you get that rush when you're going. I would say when you're surfing a big wave, you kind of get that rush a little bit more while you're on it, because you don't know it's chasing you behind you, and you can get eaten by the whitewash at any point if you're, you know, mess up a little bit and not, you don't really calculate it that much.
You know,
but yeah.
You know, without lying, Farrell, you understand that people are listening to you talk here, and like, this guy has got like the dream life, you know, growing up in Hawaii and surfing and now snowboarding. I mean, you know, it's not like you're really having to deal with adulthood, you know?
Oh my God, seriously. The life I live is just so unbelievable, and I count my lucky stars and feel blessed every day to just be able to go and do this stuff. It's so wild, for sure. Like, going from the mountains to the ocean and just happening to have, you know, Hawaii be my, you know, home and where I come back to after every trip is just, it's so unreal. And yeah, I'm just trying to ride this train for as long as I can because it's so, it's just absolutely amazing.
Well, you're blessed, but yeah. It also takes a lot of hard work, and don't want to think that this is just some, you know, dream ride that you've lucked into. You've put a lot of hard work into it to get to this point, and now you get to experience the X Games for the first time. And we look forward to watching you and hopefully get to watch you for many, many years to come. So thank you so much for the time, and have fun this weekend.
Hey, thank you so much, Mike. I really appreciate being on this show.
All right, there he is, Lyon Farrell, and experiencing the X Games for the first time. Now, our next guest is very familiar with the X Games, and he is very familiar with kicking butt here at the X Games, as there is not a hotter X Games athlete on the planet right now than Scotty James. And we're going to talk to him as we continue on from the X Games here at Buttermilk Mountain, Aspen Snowmass, as we continue on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.